In this session, we've been giving you an idea of who you are as a couple and that you're a unique combination of two people, more than the sum of your parts, can't be duplicated anywhere else. You are unique in your combination of attachment styles, nervous system styles, your talents, your deficits, all of that and other things we can't even know about that just make you unique. Okay, so we've covered that, and also the beginning is of what to do to maintain a long-term relationship. And a long-term marriage, really one that is happy, is one that is secure functioning. Secure functioning relationships are composed of two people who realize they are in a two-person psychological system that must be based on fairness and justice and sensitivity, on true mutuality, good for me and good for you, if it is to have a long life. It's not a dictatorship. And that there is a knowledge of one another and an acceptance of one another as is, and a skill, ability to handle each other properly. That's a secure functioning relationship, and that anybody can have one. You don't have to be secure to have one. That it is developed out of a mutual agreement, coming out of the question, why should we do this? Why be together? Why get married? What purpose do we serve? What's the point? The answer to that question is the things that we agree to do for each other that nobody else would be willing to do. Things that you can't hire other people to do. It's too difficult, too much trouble. There are things that I know what to do with you that nobody could possibly know. They couldn't possibly know. I know hidden things. I know ways to tickle you, so to speak. I know ways to excite you. I know ways to calm you down. Nobody else would know how to do that. That makes me irreplaceable. I can do things nobody else can do. I understand you in a way nobody else could because I study you. I'm interested in you. My job is to know you inside out, and yours is to know me inside out. That's our jobs. That's what we get paid the big bucks for. We also talked about the importance of repair. That repair is a problem having to do also with memory formation. So how do you make a good memory? Here's the ingredient. Make a good memory. Do something nice for your partner. Make them feel good. And do nothing to screw it up. That will go into long-term memory. How do you make a bad memory? Do something not nice to your partner. Hurt your partner in some way. And don't do anything. Maybe do it again and again. Don't do anything. That'll definitely go into long-term memory, and that'll become now a threat memory, biological system memory that is ready for the next time. And we also talked about what is your relationship based on? Fear or threat or attraction? If you want a secure functioning relationship, one that is attractive, you know, it's voluntary, you don't have to do this. You could do any number of other things than be together. And it has to be then based on attraction. And attraction here is the capacity or the ability for both of you to mutually amplify positive feelings in each other, to create those events on a daily basis, either by doing it eye to eye, face to face, jointly attending to something and using that as a way to bring it back into the relationship like food, or by taking your own personal excitement, something that has nothing to do with your relationship. Maybe you're not even together and you just happen to feel a good feeling in your body and you call your partner up and you say, God, I'm so in love with you. So now you've taken something personal and you've parlayed it into something that can be mutually amplified by both of you. And the other part of attractiveness is being able to deal with painful feelings and experiences and get them off the table correctly. As soon as possible. By correctly, I mean not by dismissing it and sweeping it under the rug. Nothing worse than a partner, usually an island, that says, I'm fine now, why aren't you? Or can't we just move on? Or why can't you just forget about it? That won't work. I'm talking about efficiently, effectively, properly dealing with painful material, difficult, painful, negative feelings in a way that make them go away and they're not there. That takes more work, more time, more skill, but that again comes out of the mindset that we are a two-person system. Where you go, I go. I have an investment in making sure that you are okay, because if you're not okay, nobody's okay. We're king and queen of the land. We're responsible for those under us and around us. Next, we're going to talk about more having to do with separations and reunions and how you can really screw up a relationship, how you can really tank it by the way you regard your relationship as either primary or not. And then also how to deal with fights. I think fighting is really good, but most people don't fight that way. They fight in other ways that are to the death. We're not going to do that. We're going to talk about another way of fighting.